Hello, everyone. This is Taku. Welcome to Disney Audio Commentary, where we provide in-depth explanations of everything Tokyo Disney Resort has to offer. Today, I'll be talking about the Peter Pan's Neverland area in Fantasy Springs at Tokyo Disney Sea. Please feel free to listen to this guide while you're in the area. Peter Pan's Neverland is incredibly detailed, and it's truly like stepping into the Neverland from the movie. There are so many playful elements throughout the area, and I'd like to introduce some of them to you. First, I'd like you to take a look at the lampposts and benches. The lampposts and benches in this area have a backstory. They were made by the Lost Kids using scraps they found. Each piece is unique, and no two designs are the same. For example, the backrest of one of the benches is made from an old door. It's fascinating to see how many different materials have been repurposed. Next, please take a look at the ground in Peter Pan's Neverland. You'll notice various things drawn on it. For example, there's a map of Neverland showing that if you go straight, you'll reach a mountain, if you turn right, you'll find Tinkerbell's attraction, and over there, you'll see Skull Rock and the pirate ship. There are also footprints left by the Lost Kids. If you look around the back of Skull Rock, you'll find some stairs, and on the stairs, you'll see footprints going up and down, showing where the kids ran around. What's particularly fun is that while there are footprints going up, there are none going down, suggesting the kids might have jumped off the stairs, then climbed back up to jump again. It really sparks the imagination. There are also decorations where the Lost Kids are practicing archery. There's a target shaped like Mr. Smee and Tik Tok the Crocodile, and the kids are shooting arrows at it as part of their training. If you look to the left of Mr. Smee, you'll notice several arrows stuck in a lamppost, suggesting there's a kid who's not very good at archery. It's a small detail that makes you smile. Near Tinkerbell's area, if you listen closely in the bushes, you'll hear the fairies having a conversation. And at Captain Hook's pirate ship, there's a door with Captain Hook's portrait on it, just like in the movie. If you listen around this area, you can hear Captain Hook and the pirates talking and even singing. As you can see, Peter Pan's Neverland is full of playful elements scattered throughout. While the attractions are certainly fun, taking a leisurely stroll around the area and discovering these details can be a delightful experience. I highly recommend giving it a try. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. I hope you continue to have a magical time at Tokyo Disney Resort, the place where dreams come true.